Hello, everybody, and welcome to another commentary track here with one of the cast. We're going back to season one and one of the season one casts we've had in the last year or so. In the spring, we were having a lot of the season two cast, the Thunder Rangers, but we're going back to one of the originals and one of the main characters. We've got Catherine Black, who plays Kimberly.
Hey, guys.
So, yeah, we're going back to season one with this after going forward. It was cool, though, because obviously you guys did the thing where you spoke to us with the season one wrap-up. So it was cool to get the new guys' sort of takes on things. But as we get headed back into season one here, it's nice to get back to basics, as it was. So we're going to watch the episode Foul Play in the Sky, which is season one, episode 14. Which, so if folks want to follow along with that, we just bring it up on Netflix. Before we get to that, Kat, we're steadily approaching the end of season two. We've got, I've just sent out the scripts for episodes 9 and 10. And we, you know, in a couple of episodes' time, we'll be done with the season. How are you feeling as we're going through the series at the minute?
Right now, I feel like Kimberly needs to find herself back. That's what she needs right now. Because here she's on complications with Tommy and then with Jason. She needs to take a break. She needs a break from dating, I swear.
Yeah. Funny you should say that. In episode 9 that's coming up, she literally says that line. I need a break.
Oh my God. See, don't spoil it for me.
I won't
don't
spoil. But she does literally say that. She did. She has a conversation like that.
God. I got spoiled.
Because
oh,
I feel like it's a case of, with her, she needs to define herself outside of Tommy.
Yes.
Which is something I think the original show struggled with. But speaking of before Tommy, this episode came out before Tommy came into the picture, so it is a solid Kimberly-focused episode. Now, I believe it's one of the only episodes that focuses on family. Kimberly tended to get a lot more of the family episodes than any of the others because she was one of the most popular ones. This has her uncle in it, I believe.
Yeah, so it's like her uncle. I'm not sure parents' side the uncle is, like the mom or the dad, because there was never any discussions about that.
Maybe we get there. I know in a later episode, obviously, her mom and dad get divorced, which is something we did in the show as well. So,
yeah, that's what I remembered from I think it was the parents', like the parents' night party they had from in the
yeah,
center.
When they're all in their kids' colors, because of course they are.
At least it shows that she is not perfect all the time. That shows there's some sides of her, like from her parents separated, and she has to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Again, I think I occasionally try to stop myself because occasionally it does become just like the original show. It becomes the Kimberly and Tommy show, which is, you know, that's because they had the most development because they were the most popular, I guess. Kimberly had the most character development with her family stuff, and Tommy had the most development because he was just, you know, the main character by the time Jason left. So I do try and make sure that doesn't always happen in our show, but sometimes it's just unavoidable. They are my two favourite characters from the original show, and I enjoy writing for them, and there's a lot of drama there with the relationship and stuff like that. And let's just say we've put our version of Kimberly through, like you said, some stuff. Her and Tommy have been through some roller coasters of emotions, let's put it that way. But nevertheless, we're going to go again and get into this episode. So if you want to bring up Netflix or whatever you're watching it on, you bring up season 1, episode 14, Foul Play in the Sky. We are ready to go here. So play your copy in 3, 2, 1.
After 10,000 years, I'm free! It's time to conquer Earth!
Alpha, we just escaped. Recruit a team of teenagers with attitudes.
This is always the best opening, I swear.
They made sure to ride this song for all it was worth.
Oh, as God, this always gets me. This always gets me.
Yeah.
Woo! Kimberly, yes.
Yeah, this is the most iconic, obviously, because this is, you know,
yes,
when the show was at its height. This is the one everybody goes back to. The original Zords, the original characters.
It's like Star Trek the original, where you don't forget about it.
Exactly. And everybody loves this song. We've got two covers of it in our show that I use a lot.
Oh, time. Here it is. Oh, he's so young, this uncle.
Well, Kimberly's supposed to be like 14 or 15 here, which, because they don't graduate, really? And yeah, they don't graduate from high school until like Turbo. So yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Oh my god, I remember I was so obsessed on her choker. Mm-hmm. That was a big thing back then.
So yeah, the idea here is she's going for a flying lesson with her uncle, I guess.
No, actually it was just traveling.
Oh, okay. Oh my god, Jason's not wearing red!
I know, I just not realized. Oh! Oh,
he's
Zach.
Got a red, like, handkerchief or something.
Oh, well, Zach!
That's like his love interest, that's his love interest, right, Angela?
Yeah, when is Zach gonna happen in your show?
Yeah, I haven't brought
when Angela is Angela in. Coming in? Oh no, him doing this.
Maybe. I haven't really developed Zach's home life too much. I probably should do more of that.
Burn!
He was only in season one, to be fair. She leaves after. She doesn't stay around for long.
Yeah, because he left.
Now for some very dubbed Japanese footage.
I know. I swear to God, I did not know that when I was a kid. I remember it was so cool. And then in the second season, I went, why are they dressed so weird and different?
Yeah. Suddenly Rita looks like her lips match a hell of a lot more.
Ooh, oh no.
So yeah, not attacking, not launching any monsters. Their thing is, oh, we'll just make a crash and that'll solve everything.
Oh, Vulcan Skull. This music. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, you probably won't hear this theme ever on our show.
I know. Oh, there's a skull on his earring on Skull.
Ah. This is where they were still just like punks. The second season, they start dressing in some really weird outfits.
That's a bad compliment, Skull. He always
they just happened to be hanging around the airport. What a coincidence.
I know. That's so random. Yeah, poor Kimberly. I understand.
Oh my god. Amy Jo Johnson was really short, huh?
I know. Actually, she just turned 51, I found out. It's crazy. Huh.
I feel like Bulk being on the plane would make the way to hell. It would make it much harder to take off with four people. Let's just put it that
way. I know. Actually, for Bulk, yes. Oh god, he can't fit in.
So, yeah, these two have just shown up and they've randomly invited themselves to come flying.
Oh, jeez. Oh, poor Kimberly. Oh, let's see, it moved. There you go. Oh, my goodness. But also, Bulk and Skull, they're very popular as well.
Yeah. Well, they lasted longer than any of the Rangers on the show.
I know. First, they were bullies, and then they changed to be cops.
Yeah.
Which was kind of weird. Why they changed it to cops, like, oh yeah, to find out the secret identity of the Power Rangers.
Why they were still in high school. Which, yeah. I'm not sure what that was. You know, that part-time police job kids
out.
Get.
Well, they found out, but then
they found out it was, like, in space, when none of these were the people that they knew.
Yeah,
by then, it was a completely different team.
Yep. Oh, here they go.
I'm not gonna lie,
so
I am
scared.
That's definitely a model, but I'm quite impressed that they shot all of this. This is way more budget than this show ever had, especially during this season.
Oh my god, yeah.
Usually everything like this would just be, you know, dubbed Japanese footage.
Yeah. Oh my god, Vulcan Skull, now you're afraid of planes and you want to go in so bad. Jeez.
Wow.
Oh, God, stop showing the choker. I just love that choker.
You can imagine that she wears that in our version. That's fine.
I know, like, but damn it, because that was its fashion in the 90s. Oh, boy.
Let's show every one of the three locations we have on, that we use.
I swear, yes. More of them. Oh, take some time, okay? Potions take time.
I also love that Rita already knows the name of the monster she wants. She's just like, I want this type of monster.
Yeah. Oh, see, I liked it, this type of monster. This monster. Yeah. He's so creepy. Oh, it's going to show some flashbacks.
Oh no, they're going to... What happens if they fly over the command center?
Oh, I don't see it. I wonder if it's invisible.
Oh, they're actually in together. I'm not going to lie, I'm quite impressed.
Yeah. Look.
Okay, well, I say hinting, I didn't mean we'd get an actual flashback.
I know, right?
Wow, pad the episode much with footage from the pilot. Wow, okay. Yes. We're wasting some time here.
Yeah. At least it's showing her some memories. Ah, confused.
That's not, also not what happened, but okay.
Yeah. Oh, now it's getting bad. Also, you get to see Amy Jo has some talent acting in this.
Yeah, I think that's why she became one of the focuses of the show. They realized, well, wow, she can actually act, and we can still pay her peanuts.
Yes, and she said she had fun with it.
Yeah, and she stayed around after three of the others quit.
Yeah. Oh no.
I'm always amazed by the pettiness of Rita and Lord Zedd in the show.
I know.
Like, they never have big plans of sending down, let's send down five monsters to destroy the world. No, let's just make this plane crash. That'll take out one of them.
Yeah.
We could just block the youth center and kill all the rest of them, but no.
Yes. I'm still curious how they still got the budget, like you said, for the flying the plane.
Yeah. Moff expected it to be from a different show.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, another monster. Here he comes.
I love how they have to make it up of random shots of Rita. So they have to have these random shots in there, and they're like, oh, Barbara, just improv something.
Oh, God. See, right there. That's good acting. Right here.
Yeah. For this show, definitely.
She did graduate at the musical academy, I remember looking up.
Yeah,
so that's how she got her training.
Well, I'm not surprised. She sings in the show sometimes.
Yeah, and also she was in the show Felicity.
Yeah.
The completely different role.
She had a career, which is more than most of them could say.
Oh, here we go.
My God.
Yeah, activate all you want, Skull, just to imitate Hulk.
So they've just fainted so that she can, like, use a communicator or something, right?
Yes. Oh, God, I understand. I understand, Kimberly. I know. I hate this, too. Yeah.
Trying to look at... Can't you just, like, beam her up? Don't you do that all the time? Teleports?
Well, the problem is, it would not be a very good idea, or else those other ones would die.
She could teleport all the... They could teleport the rest of them. They've also done that, but okay.
See? She said she can't.
Okay.
See? How...
This seems inconsistent, but let's go with it.
Yeah, well, also, that'd be very hard to carry, like, all three people to teleport.
Maybe, yeah.
Is there a limit about that? I wonder.
No. They teleport six of them all the time.
Oh, God. Kimberly, plane trouble. Monster trouble. This is not a very good day.
Oh, man. Zordon's stone there. He's like, he leaned his head back. Whoa. Just his eyes got really wide.
Oh, yeah, I noticed. I guess he's, like I said, fighting. There's so much stuff going on right now. Too much work.
Alpha's brought up the plane manual.
Yeah.
I tell you what they do a lot is they teleport Zords around. Why can't they just beam the plane up?
I have no idea. I guess they That's not the technology they have.
Yeah, because the because
then it's so advanced.
Yeah.
Well, there's the problem.
You could catch it with one of the Zords, no? I keep going up with ways to end the episode too early, so.
Oh, goodness. Oh. Oh, what a day. What a day. Woohoo! Yeah, no Red Ranger can do that. Oh, there's Bryan Cranston as the Snake.
Yeah. Crazy that's how his career started.
Yeah.
And of course we're now in, obviously, Zoo Ranger footage.
And it doesn't sound like him at all, but that's good acting right there.
Yeah.
For Bryan Cranston to get a start.
Yeah. They're like Easter egg island statues there, like Moai sort of things.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure that had something to do with the plot in the original Japanese footage.
I know. Eek. I would be scared too if I have to do this.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like she flies a flying Zord every week, but...
I know. Oh, yeah, that was a question everyone was asking about. Like she could do it and Zord.
I guess they...
Do the plane?
Yeah, the way they explain it is kind of like we explain in our show, where it's like a symbiote thing where the coin downloads all the information of how to use it. So she knows how to use it when she's morphed, sort of thing, which... They don't explicitly say, but they hint at in the pilot at least, which is something that we ran with in our show.
Yes, so that would make sense. Did the same thing on the live-action Sailor Moon I remember seeing.
Like, yeah. It's kind of a scary thought, because it means that the human bodies are just like hosts, and the powers do everything.
Uh-oh,
oh, change locations.
I hate snakes, too. I don't want this all over me.
So his power is he launches snakes, huh?
Oh, goodness. Oh, God.
Those hose pipes are deadly.
I know. Okay, come on. Come on, Kimberly.
She's not, like, leaning... Is there two steering wheels? Because she's not, like, leaning over to the other one.
Sure. Well, oh, look. Why are you guys so surprised?
Ah! Oh, my God.
I know. They're just so silly. Oh, God.
Do they?
Oh.
All right, if you say so.
Good.
I'm impressed that Alpha's actually giving good flying. Like
he's telling her how to do it.
Somebody on the show actually knew how to fly a plane, I guess.
Yep. Come on.
Being tough.
Yeah, but she's trying to focus here. Oh, God. I would be so scared. I would be so scared. Hey, there it is. Yeah. I just realized then her hair got a little sweaty right there.
Yeah. It's a lot shorter in season one as well than...
Yeah.
Well, that's convenient. He wakes up just as the land. Oh, okay.
How long did it last? I wonder how many hours that potion was supposed to be. Up, oh, everyone coming to the rescue. It's a long story.
You're not supposed to be here. Okay, that's fine, but I've got to quickly teleport somewhere so I can go to some Japanese village.
And it's getting fuel. It's getting very low. He's kind of handsome, I have to say. The uncle.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, she's got to find a place to hide. Interesting. It's flowers behind her.
Oh, we froze. No, there
we go. Yeah! Pterodactyl!
Zappa apple?
I know. Just rose the apple on his head. I didn't know that. Yay!
Oh, we've got the rare, better-looking putties. Like,
yeah,
the black
I know.
Ones. The American suits are nowhere near as good-looking. You can see the eye holes.
I know, but I'm just curious, like, how is it so different compared to the clip? I always wondered about that. That's why first season's the best, because it had these clips.
Yeah.
Brian Cranston.
A lot less of Tommy's American shield, which was just fabric.
Yeah.
So, they needed her bow because...
Yeah.
They did.
Oh, God, no.
It's not like the rest of them have ranged gun weapons.
Yeah.
At all.
Oh, my God. And she's getting a headache again.
Not sure why these two needed to be in the plane other than just to get them in the episode.
I know. For silly fun.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Man center. Actually, I would go to this place. I would.
No, the youth center.
Yeah. Okay, what's
oh
up
my
with
God,
this guy that came in?
Yeah. I guess she has a thing for mullets, huh? Weird that they had her flirting with a guy before Tommy came in.
Oh, milkshakes.
Yeah, this is a trope, especially of season one. It always has to end with that. The first two seasons is all that.
Especially them getting messed. A mess. Oh, God.
And that's it.
How time flies.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like I say, compared to a lot of the other episodes I watched, I think that it had an actual story and it had a point, and it told us, like, obviously that it was plot holes galore, but it did a good enough job of telling that story and focusing on her character, which I think season one is better than most of season two for that reason. I think the start of season two is obviously great, but I think by the time you get to where the new guys come in, it becomes formula. Whereas at this point, they were still trying, at least.
Have a second season. When I rewatched it, I went, okay, now this is awesome, but okay, half a second season, it just got bad. It just got bad.
Yeah, season three is the best
in terms of... So... They were trying so great in season two, I remember, from what I saw. And then it could have been so great if the original yellow, red, and black ranger didn't leave.
Yeah, if they hadn't have had the original actors, that's just down to Saban being greedy and everything else. But, you know, like I say, I enjoyed that episode. I think it's a lot of stuff that kind of gets forgot about in terms of That kind of plot. We never really have that sort of thing go for, but it's nice to see a focus on one of the characters and give them some kind of development, give them some family, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, also for Kimberly, I from her being in Felicity, I think from Felicity, like, she wasn't a popular character compared to she was as Kimberly. The show Felicity. Because I remember in Felicity, she wasn't like how she was in Kimberly. Like, she was good in Felicity, but not as, like, top-notch favorite compared to her in Power Rangers.
Well, yeah, yeah. And she was, at that point, everybody knew her as, you know, the Pink Ranger primarily. That was what she was always kind of known for. Nevertheless, we shall go ahead and wrap this thing up. Anything else you want to say before we do so?
Oh, guys, continue hearing the Power Ranger audio drama. Lots of more exciting things to come.
Yeah, I'll be uploading this very shortly, so you guys in a few weeks, couple of weeks, we'll have Season 2, Episode 9. That'll be coming very soon, and then I'm going to try and get Episode 10 out quite soon afterwards, because it's kind of a Part 1, Part 2 type deal. Then after those two, we've only got two episodes left of the season. Lots of excitement. It's all written. I've written into Season 3 at this point, so we've got everything planned out, and have you guys continue to tune in and enjoy it. All right, thank you very much for joining me, everybody, and we'll see you next time.